Hello and welcome to the Unity Presbyterian Church podcast. This week in worship, Pastor David starts a new sermon series called Let There Be as we look at creation. Let's listen.
Well, good morning. I'm so excited to be with you guys because we are beginning this series titled Let There Be. And during this summer series, we are going to explore some of life's deepest questions, like, why are we here? Why is any of this here? And how did it all get here in the first place? Well, we're going to study the book of Genesis because Genesis provides some answers to the questions that humans have been pondering and wondering for thousands of years. The first book of the Bible, Genesis, means origins or beginnings. And right off the bat, we need to acknowledge that some of us here have read Genesis, but then maybe went in high school or college to a science class and said, well, how does this all work together? And most likely you've been given some confusing answers to that question. And so we need to start there by acknowledging that our culture most often provides two false options to that question. And emphasize the word false. Here's one that you may hear where the option is to reject faith and embrace a scientific worldview. And I've known too many friends, too many people that have gone down that route. Or option two would be to embrace faith and reject modern science. I need to remind you, this is a false choice, and one that the biblical authors who wrote Genesis never would have even imagined. And the reason they would not have imagined it is because they wrote Genesis for one particular reason, a reason that we need to bring up and make sure it's in the forefront of our minds when we're doing our study. And the reason is to teach us about God. That's what Genesis is all about, is to teach us about God and how God did all this and what God's character is. And so we need to continually ask that question after each thing we read in Genesis, is to say, what is this teaching me about God? And so let's begin our study today with the first three words in the Bible. Those words are in the beginning. Well, in the beginning of what? I mean, it's the beginning of everything, isn't it? It's in the beginning of everything we know and experience. It's in the beginning of this entire universe that we're in. It's in the beginning of time itself, before time was created. Yes, in the beginning of everything. That's how our Bible begins. And it doesn't just say that. No, it goes on to say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Really, you could stop that phrase right at, in the beginning, God. Because right off the bat, Genesis is teaching us something that I want to get on the screen. Genesis affirms that before there was anything, there was God. God, the ultimate expression of love and peace and holiness, has been eternally present. Before there was anything, there was God. God has always been, and God will always be. Yes, in the beginning, God. And God, at least in our beginning, was doing something. In the beginning, God was creating, and God chose to create the heavens and the earth. Now, what the earth looked like initially might surprise you. Yeah, in verse 2, so this is the second verse in our Bibles, says this. Now, the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And so when God began God's creative work, well, there was void. There was chaos. There was emptiness. Yes, the earth initially was dark, empty, and formless. And then God started doing something that God hasn't stopped doing. God began to bring order to the chaos. That's what you see in the beginning of the book of Genesis, and that theme is then continued through the rest of the Bible, God bringing order to places of chaos. And in fact, we still have a bit of that in us, don't we? I mean, when you see something chaotic in your life, you get this urge deep within you to bring some sense of order to it. I know I do. When I walk into my daughter's room, and I see toys and I see clothes everywhere covering every square inch of that carpet, I have a strong desire to bring order to that chaos. Or rather, I have a strong desire for my daughter to bring order to that chaos. Or there's times in our lives where internally we feel agitated, unsettled, chaotic, and we have this urge to find peace or calmness, some sense of order. Well, that's God-given. Right in the beginning of the Bible, we see a chaotic world, and then God begins through a series of creative acts to bring order to the chaos. And so I'm going to need your help with this, because we're going to read through these days where God is bringing order to the chaos, and I'd like you to help read it. And there's a reason that I don't want to just read it all for you. And that's because what we're reading today is so ancient. It wasn't originally written down. No, originally, this was an oral tradition. And so people would share it with one another around a campfire. It would be in a community setting where people would share the story of how God created the world. It was passed down from generation to generation. And so because of that, when you read it together in a community, you're going to notice a couple things. You'll notice a repeating pattern. You'll notice that it would have been easy to memorize because, again, it wasn't written down initially. And so I'd like for us to read it together, and my hope is that you notice this repeating pattern and what it would have been like to be hearing this story in your faith community thousands of years ago. And so I'm going to divide you up into sections. This pew section over here, you're section number one. Say, go number one. Woo, yeah, woo. You're number one. So when you see number one, you're going to read that scripture together. You guys, you're number two. I still like you, but you're number two, okay? You guys, you're number three. I think there's the most of you right here, so you can be the loudest. And then you guys, when you see your number, you're number four, okay? The least shall be first, all that. It's going to be great. Number four. So let's go ahead and read this scripture account how God ordered the chaos and created the world. Let's get number one up on the screen if you guys will read that together. Thank you very much. We're going to pause there because you're not done yet. But I want to pause for you to picture this story. I mean, what would the world look like before there was light? Before light was created, when everything was just darkness, what would that have felt like? And then God creates light. And how does God do it? By speaking. In fact, Paul in Romans tells us that God calls into existence the things that do not exist. Yes, God creates by speaking. And creation, and we're included in that, creation listens and responds. I mean, how many times in the Bible have people got into trouble because they've stopped listening to God? They stop hearing God, and then they go wander on their own. Or think of how John begins his gospel when he calls Jesus Christ the Word. There's some intentionality there. Yes, God creates by speaking. And so God spoke and said, let there be light. That was the first day. You guys are doing double duty. Let's do the second day as well. Let's get that on the screen. Not that, not that. We already did that. Next one, Robin. That's you.
God said, let there be disturbances between the waters to separate water from
You guys are doing great. Next one, number two. Number three.
And God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed bearing plants and trees on the land, that are bear fruit of the seed in it. And it was so. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day.
Let's pause there for a second. And let's get that next slide. It's a graphic of the whole week, so you can see the big picture of what's going on. But what I hope you've noticed is that there's this repeating pattern. This would have been easy to memorize so that you could share this with your community over and over and over again. And also what I want you to notice is that we're not in that dark, empty, formless world anymore, are we? No, you have that initial problem of a dark, empty, formless world, and in the first 3 days, God begins to provide a solution to those problems. I mean, think about day one. There was darkness, so God said, let there be light. Day two, there was just this watery chaos. The earth was formless, and so God brought structure to the earth by separating the sky from the land. Day three, the earth was empty, but then God filled it up with vegetation and plant life. So this dark, formless, empty world is dark, formless, and empty no longer. All right, let's go day four. We'll get that on the screen for you. That's you guys.
And God said, let there be lights in the skies of the sky, separate the day from the night, and let us observe the signs on our sacred times, and days and years, and it was so.
Back to number one. To two.
And God said, let the waters teem with living creatures, and let the birds fly above the earth across the surface of the sky. And God saw that it was good.
Number three. And the last one for today.
And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds. The livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so.
And then all together, and God said that it was good. Exactly right. So we're going to stop at 6 days. We'll do the seventh day and the next kind of creation account next week. But what I want you to notice is that there's been a movement away from chaos and the dark, empty, formless world into order and into what we know and experience today in the world around us. And sometimes you look at the world today and you might still see chaos, don't you? You see things that don't quite work how they should, but what I want you to realize this morning is that in its original design, God created the world as a place of order. And really, the world is still like that the majority of times, although we can mess it up sometimes if we don't do the correct thing, which is what Earth Care is all about. It's about caring for creation in the way that God designed it. Let me give you an example of how creation works well when God designs it, and then when we get involved, it kind of messes up. So the example is with wolves. Wolves were hunted to near extinction in the western United States. But then in 1995, Yellowstone National Park decided to repopulate and bring back the wolves. What they found was that before the wolves, in the 70 years where there was an absence of the wolves, the deer and the elk, I mean, their populations skyrocketed because they had no natural predators. And so they ate everything. They ate all the plant life. They ate all the vegetation. They ate so much of Yellowstone. But as soon as the wolves were reintroduced, well, the deer and the elk began avoiding some of the parts of the park where they were unprotected, like the valleys. And then the researchers were astounded because what they saw happen was the valleys began to regenerate. In fact, they noticed that some trees quadrupled in height in just 6 years. Yes, everything became lush again. And when everything became lush and when the trees grew again, they started to see birds return, birds that they had not seen in decades. Yes, and then the smaller animals started to come back and repopulate Yellowstone. And what they found most incredible is that the rivers themselves changed. See, the rivers were meandering because of all the erosion that came from all the plants being eaten. But when the plants came back, it solidified the banks of the rivers. The rivers went where they were supposed to go, created more pools of water for habitats and environments for the rest of the animals, and they said the entire landscape of Yellowstone changed. I find that fascinating because we humans were really powerful, and we introduced something by removing, really, the wolves, and the whole ecosystem changed. And yet how God designed the world, even when we don't realize it, it usually works in an orderly fashion. And so part of our call as humans are to do the best job we can to take care of God's creation. And so what I'd like you to do this week is to go throughout your week and look for some specific ways that you see God's design in the world. But I also want you to realize that God designed everything you see, and you're included in that. And we're going to get to you specifically as a human being next week. But I do want to leave you with this question of, okay, if you're a part of creation, why were you created? And really, there's two possible answers to that question, aren't there? And the first answer that you might hear is, well, you're a random product of time and chance. But if you believe that, well, then finding purpose and meaning in life is going to be a lot harder. But that is one option that you'll hear. But the other option that I want you to hear today that comes from the book of Genesis is, why were you created? It's because you're the very handiwork of God. Because God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Because God calls you God's child, made in the image of God. We're going to explore those themes next week. I'm really excited for you to join us in this series this summer.
If you would like more information about Unity Presbyterian Church, please visit our website at www.unitypres.org or visit us on Facebook. This is the Unity Presbyterian Church Podcast. Have a great week.